Yeah, good morning, Lee.
Now, last week we had the Bulldog Medal, and I must also congratulate, which we touched on Monday morning, to Bailey Bogue, who's picked up another one, the Bulldog Medal for the best and fairest in the competition last Sunday afternoon in Penguin.
That's three best and fairest in a row, Lee, and I don't think we've seen the best of this chap yet.
So we can look forward to three big games in the Aussie NWFL Grand Final tomorrow. It's all part of the Daly McCarthy Hankook Tigers Final Series. So tomorrow afternoon, these two sides haven't won a premiership for a number of years, so someone's going to break through 215 at La Trobe.
They certainly are. We're only one sleep away from the NWFL Daly McCarthy Hankook Grand Final. Devonport have sprung a real surprise, naming Southern baller Luke Keep, who hasn't played for the Magpies since the 3rd of July, due to armed forces duties in Queensland. The unlucky player to miss out is forward Taylor McCormick, who has kicked 8 goals in his last 3 outings, and the youngster will now line up with the reserves. Penguin also kept their changes to a minimum and have included defender Conan Bramich, who has recovered from a hamstring strain. As a consequence, winger Rowan Speglick will now head back to the reserves. With the prospect of inclement weather, selectors did not chance the inclusion of key defender Jake Raymer-Cam, despite getting through unscathed last week against Wynyard in the reserves. Both sides boast a strong and consistent back half, with Devonport's Liam Williams, Ben Blacklow, Kurt Byard and Ben Hawkes all solid in the second semi. Hawkes will no doubt get the job again on Two Blues champion Jack Templeton after restricting him to 4 goals in the last match, and was able to nudge the big forward under the ball on occasions. Penguin defenders, Geordie Dowling, Jaden Bramich, Sam Mitchell and Julian Brown will get another solid workout trying to contain Nick Melbourne, Callum Stevenson, Caleb Van Buren, Joey Chaplin, who are all solid overhead. But it'll be the on-ball clash that holds the key to the outcome, with Magpie skipper Quade Byard, Brad Simmons, Bainan Lowe, Lockie Cohen, and Van Buren pitted against the likes of Penguins Liam Viney, Jay Van Essen, Luke Russell, Jacob Brown and Maverick Weller. Young Two Blues ruckman Dylan Bramich was arguably his team's best last week against Wynyard and was a clear winner in the hitouts, and Mark was surety overhead. Magpie ruckman Jacob Marshall will need to nullify Bramich, or the Penguin midfield will reap the benefit of Bramich's silver spoon ruckwork. Now, Lee, no one would begrudge either Devonport or Penguin in winning this year's flag. The Magpies have been runner-up to Burnie for the past 2 years, while Penguin have not won a premiership since 1985 and last played in a grand final in 2016 when they were narrowly rolled by La Trobe. Nonetheless, Lee, I have an inkling that the Two Blues coach, Mav Weller, will be holding the premiership cup aloft come 4:45. So, Penguin to win in an absolute nail-biter.
Clearly the supreme sides for season 2021, so we wish the boys all the very best tomorrow, Devonports and Penguin, as their quest is on to try and break their premiership drought. Now tomorrow, Gilbert Street gates will be the main point of entry for all spectators, with the last street gates available only in the morning. That's for the grand final breakfast guests, and Percival Street gate, that's the left turn only, which will be accessible for those wishing to bring their car inside the ground. And as you did allude to there, we've got a little bit of wet weather tomorrow. I think showers and windy weather has been forecast for the northwest coast tomorrow, but it won't take anything away from what promises to be the showpiece to the Aussie NWFL season in the Daly McCarthy Hankook Tigers final series in the grand final tomorrow. So it just shows a lot of depth between these two clubs, Kim, because they'll be finding it out at 11:45 tomorrow in the reserves.
Yes, they certainly will, and the two teams also meet in that final. They have a liberal sprinkling of senior experience. Devonport will roll out Taylor McCormick, Toby Ennis, Connor Reed Delaney, Jack Forster, Kurt Mason and Ryan Kelly, while the Two Blues have depth in Sam Moore, Rowan Speglick, Daniel Oates, Josh Stafford, Nathan Russell and Lockie Blakemore. But there can only be one winner, Lee, and I'm selecting Devonport to get the job done.
And Devonport have got some talent underneath as well in the under-18s, because they're taking on the Burnie Dockers. That match starts at 9:35.
Yeah, look, this will be a great match. Devonport, who finished 5 wins clear on the ladder at the end of the roster series, take on arch-rivals Burnie. In their last outing, Devonport ran rampant, kicking 16-16, 112 to Burnie's 2-2-14. Players to look out for, Lee, include Zach Derrico, Kai Cameron, Zach Hazelwood and Jack Ahern for Devonport, Alberta youngsters Lukey Whitcomb, Jeremy Plant, Tyson Cobbing and Braden Eimer are certain to be prominent. I'm leaning towards the Magpies to finish in front, although not by the 98-point blowout that occurred in the second semi-final, Lee.
The situation with the COVID, it's level 3 event, Kim, isn't it? So allowed into the ground, the capacity is around 5,000.
Yeah, look, 5,000 are expected, and I believe that they will get that amount. And Latrobe President Greg Donald and his hard-working committee are to be congratulated in addressing all the COVID protocols in place for all large crowd gatherings in their submission. Latrobe will again have between 80 to 100 volunteers in place for the grand final, which is truly a remarkable effort, Lee, by the Latrobe Football Club. They keep doing it year after year. And remember, masks to be worn, and may the best team win at all three grades, Emma.
Thanks again, Kim. Always appreciate your time.
Same again, Lee. And thanks very much for all you've done and with your network in taking the NWFL out into the community. Fantastic.